Let's go to Afghanistan now, where the Taliban has reneged on its promise to allow high school girls to get an education. This crying teenager here is telling her mother they say girls aren't allowed. She was one of more than a million girls told her high school would reopen yesterday only to be sent home. She was recorded by the BBC. Taliban officials now say schools will remain closed until a plan is drawn up that allows reopening consistent with Islamic law. A devastating blow to the girls and their families. Let's bring in Afghan women's advocate Wajma Frog. She's co-founder of the Women and Peace Studies Organization in Afghanistan and a member of the Afghan Women's Network. Wajma, welcome back.
Thank you.
I wonder what your reaction was when you found out that they were sending girls home, these million or so high school girls who'd been so excited to return to classes.
Mm-hmm. Angry, but not surprised. Yesterday, because I was in contact with many of my, immediate family, relatives in different parts of Afghanistan. And I counted up to 75 girls in my, family and relatives who had been stopped from entering the school. So, it was a very painful that the girls were crying because, see, this generation are the ones mostly born after 9/11 and they are not aware about the Taliban's previous regime. So there's a lot of, I am very angry, but this is not a surprise. I knew this would happen.
So you've been hearing from not only your own family and friends, but I assume from other girls and their families. What are they saying?
People are like very hopeless because, that was something that at least they were hopeful that by the spring, because it's 8 months almost that their schools had been closed. So that was the only hope because women have already been banned from working. Women have already been banned from even appearing in public without a man. So schools were the only kind of a hope for women and girls, female teachers and girls, to actually find some sort of public space outside their homes. And that is already taken away from them. So there's a lot of anger. Everybody that I've been talking to, including family relatives and the groups that I'm working with in Afghanistan, there is so much, hopelessness, and people have started, literally packing up to become refugees towards Iran and Pakistan and find ways to go to Europe and other countries.
We should note those girls who were in co-ed schools were learning up until August, as you said. The Taliban, though, has repeatedly promised to the international community and its own people that it will allow education for girls. Do you think that's going to happen?
So actually, we as Afghans who are dealing with Taliban on the ground, we are not that naive to kind of take that promise because what we have seen that so far, like from the time that the Taliban took power, they have taken up every space from women and girls. So we cannot see girls' education in isolation. For example, the work, you cannot see a single woman in any government agency right now in Afghanistan. And then at the same time, it's an ideological issue for the Taliban leadership, but they want to use it as a political bargaining chip to get the money that, that from the US and other countries that have been frozen and also to get recognition. So we have been even hearing from some of their members who are saying, we want the international community to start recognizing us and using this and have a sort of a transaction with us. So they are playing politics and these promises, when they came, they promised that they would not punish people who were part of the previous government and they keep killing people. So we, as people of Afghanistan, we know that these are just promises to appease the international community and not for us.
Well, speaking of the international community, I wonder what you think they should do. The United Nations and the U.S. Almost immediately condemned the closures. What other kinds of pressure do you think the international community should bring to bear?
Well, the condemnations are not enough because that has been coming and it's not going to change anything. I think everybody in the international community need to also kind of behave like the Taliban themselves, who are just using, every leverage that they have on the international community and bargaining. So the sanctions, for example, is one thing. But at the same time, like the Taliban leadership right now, we know that their families are in Doha. Doha, and their daughters are going to school. I actually tweeted this morning asking the Qatar government to actually stop then providing the opportunity for their families to get education if Afghan girls are not allowed. So condemnations are not enough. The world needs to put more pressure. They should not provide any sort of funding to the Taliban or to Afghanistan if there is no sort of an earmark or benchmark to allow the girls to go to school.
That is Afghan women's activist Wajma Frogh, co-founder of the Women and Peace Studies Organization in Afghanistan and a member of the Afghan Women's Network. Thank you.
Thank you.